Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With us for a few minutes this morning, and I was sitting at home, and by the way, just thanks to Todd and the afternoon crew for doing a great job. Of course, we had, everybody was in. Aaron was here, and John was here, and of course, Bob was here. Then listening to the coverage, and it seemed to me the second most intensive storm was kind of a second wave that hit the southwest part of the state, just from what I got from listening. And sure enough, you look this morning, and that's where the heaviest outages are. Frank Pyro's with us. He's a spokesperson for Eversource, and he's here for a few minutes, and so it just begins. Good morning, Frank.
Morning, Ray.
Okay, so, you take a look at this, and you look at some of the towns in the southwestern part of the state. Heaviest right now, I think, Danbury, 29% are out. You've got 92% out in New Fairfield. I mean, there's some serious outages down that way. Is it primarily just lines down because of trees? I would think that would be it.
It is. The extent of damage is it's widespread, and it's just it's really it hit our system in a very serious way. In other words, rather than just bring a line down here or.
Right.
A broken cross arm there. We're talking about entire sections of line where the poles have been broken like two thick.
God.
And we're going to be restoring down there for quite some time.
You have a and as I recall, I think I heard Mitch mention this earlier this morning, that in fact there you did bring crews in, right? The exchanges from other systems.
We did. Eversource crews from New Hampshire, Eastern and Western Massachusetts are joining our crews today. And we expect that will ramp up the pace of restoration significantly. They will be joined by additional tree crews too, because as you know, we have to work hand in glove with the tree experts just to get through to some of the trouble spots that we're talking about.
Frank, and the weird thing about this is normally when I remember a couple of snowstorms back, and what will happen is I think you just referred to this in passing, when you have a major circuit go down, you pump that right back up, and, you see massive recoveries. This is one where it's going to be almost house by house.
That's right. And even between the street and the house, we're seeing damage to houses themselves where they may not be capable of accepting power for some time until they get repaired. But you're right. We're seeing cul-de-sacs and, small streets with circuits that might have 12 people on it. And it's going to be a very labor-intensive restoration ahead of us.
God. And, well, I'm not going to ask you because you really don't know. But, I mean, you're thinking if I'm sitting there in my house in Danbury and I don't have power, nobody knows how long it's going to be necessarily, do they, till you get back on?
Well, throughout the night, our crews were restoring power. We started at a peak of about 122,000 last night, and we're down to about 86,000 today. So our news to folks who are still without power is we're making progress and we're going to get to you. And the pace of that progress is going to be sped up. But before we can give accurate restoration times to the customers who still remain without power,
right,
we've got to estimate the extent of damage. And that's still underway. It's happening in parallel with our restoration. So you can expect accurate numbers once we get a real handle on that.
Frank, I know one of the things that Eversource has been busy doing and maintaining the reliability of the grid and all that is essentially trimming trees. I imagine it may have been worse had you not been doing that.
We look at that in between storms, and yes, it would have been worse, but quantifying just how worse it would be is difficult to say. When I go out in the field, I see trees that are leaning on brand new lines and beefier poles. And in the past, those trees would have taken down the poles and cross arms without question. So right now, my sense is very anecdotal. It is after seeing what we have out there that, yes, the extent of damage would be far worse if it wasn't for the tree trimming and the additional work we're doing on our system.
Here's the point. Safety tip, please. You see a wire down, just stay away, please.
Oh, by all means. If you see a wire tangled up in a tree, stay away from the tree. Wet trees can conduct electricity, and in some cases we're talking about 23,000 volts, so please stay back and call 911 or call us at 1-800-286-2000.
All right. Frank, good luck to you guys. Let's see how long it takes, but it's going to be a while. Fortunately, it's a smaller area, but, hey, it's very intense within there. Hey, thank you much for being on, Frank. Good to talk to you.
You too, Ray.
Take care. Keep up the good work.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.